This is Learning About the Roman Liturgy with Louis Tofari, the rubrics, the liturgy, the traditions of the Roman Catholic faith. And now, here's Louis Tofari.
Hello, and welcome to the first show of Learning About the Roman Liturgy. I'm your host, Louis Tofari, of Romanitas Press, a liturgical media apostolate dedicated to providing resources for the Roman liturgy. In this program, we will explore and learn about the Church's sacred liturgy, particularly that of the Roman Rite. The liturgy is an immense treasury of spiritual riches, and so there's always something else we can learn about this important aspect of our Catholic faith. So for starters, what is the liturgy? The word liturgy is derived from the Greek liturgia, which means to render a public service or function. In ancient times, this term could refer to public duties required in both the civil and religious spheres. But today, the word liturgy refers to the collection of the Church's official prayers and actions offered publicly for the worship of God. But why must the liturgy be a public action? Mankind, of course, owes its divine Creator a debt of praise and honor, not only for having been lovingly created by Him, but even more so for having been redeemed from its transgressions against His munificence. As a side note, this idea is admirably expressed at Mass during the offertory, when the priest says the prayer Offerimus while he commixes the water with the wine in the chalice. This duty of giving homage to Almighty God is fulfilled through acts of religion, a moral virtue that emanates from the theological virtues of faith and charity, which helps us to unite us to Him. The practice of religion also assists man to satisfy the cardinal virtue of justice, for God is all perfect, all just, all merciful, and eternally worthy of our complete adoration and loving devotion. God also created man with a social nature. Consequently, the social order is instinctive to us. From this, it follows that the highest acts of man are those made collectively or publicly by an organized society. The greatest and most perfect society is the mystical body of Christ, the Catholic Church. The Church renders its social duty of religion to Almighty God through acts of the liturgy. These liturgical actions include the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the Divine Office or Canonical Hours, the administration of the sacraments, and other services such as exposition and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. On the other hand, the Holy Rosary is not considered to be liturgical practice, but rather a devotional one. The word liturgy is also used to refer to a particular form of worship used by a local church, such as the Roman Church, hence the Roman Liturgy. In this reference, another interchangeable term with liturgy is the word rite, spelled R-I-T-E. The word rite is derived from the Latin ritus, which refers to a specific form or manner in which an act of religion is carried out, hence the Roman Rite. Thus the term Roman Rite indicates the official ceremonies, prayers, books, chants, and rubrics used in the Roman liturgy. I just used two other words derived from Latin that I should explain. The first is ceremony, from ceremona, meaning a form of religious worship or ritualistic observance, which are the various liturgical services of the Church. The other term is rubric, which is a prescription or rule to be followed to ensure the worthy performance of the ceremonies. The word comes from rubrique, meaning in the red, itself referring to the instructional texts printed in red in liturgical books. Thus the saying, say the black, do the red. Rubrics are a form of liturgical law or discipline, and are important as they help the ministers of the liturgy to fulfill the Church's official acts of religion as best as possible for the glory and honor of God. We'll take a break now and return shortly for the second part of Learning About the Roman Liturgy.
Start your day with prayer, information, and discussion about our Catholic faith Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Time.
What you think? Compromise. That's a good thing, isn't it? We're all told how good compromise is.
Uh-huh.
Find that middle ground. But you have to give up
something
to find that middle ground.
Right.
That's the rub.
It's your morning tradition with Mike and Lisa and a few guests.
I was kind of surprised because even the stuff that I thought would be okay really wasn't okay.
Traditional Catholic radio here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Living our traditional Catholic faith.
You're listening to Traditional Catholic Radio.
To live every detail of God's plan in our own minds and souls, willingly and joyfully.
Magnificat Radio and MagnificatMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to Magnificat Radio, living our traditional Catholic faith. Merci d'écouter Magnificat Radio, la radio de traditionnel catholique.
Welcome back to Learning About the Roman Liturgy. I'm your host, Louis Tofari of Romanitas Press. A feature of this show is the opportunity for listeners to ask a question about the Roman Liturgy, which may be answered in a later show. If you have a question, email it to me at info@romanitaspress.com. Romanitas Press is spelled Roman, I-T-A-S-P-R-E-S-S .com. Again, info@romanitaspress.com. Today, I have a question from Mickey of Kansas. I sometimes see the acolytes wearing different colored cassocks while serving Mass. Sometimes they are wearing black or red. What is the correct color? Well, strictly speaking, the black cassock with the plain white linen surplice is the standard acolyte's vesture for the Roman liturgy, as this is what a cleric or ordained acolyte traditionally wears. However, other colors are tolerated. For example, red-colored cassocks can be worn either on a regular basis or even to mark a special occasion. An interesting custom in some regions of Germany is the practice of wearing a cassock that corresponds to the color of the liturgical season, thus in addition to black, green, violet, or red. Also, in churches that belong to certain religious orders that use the Roman Rite, such as the Benedictines or Franciscans, the acolytes will wear a type of white-colored hooded alb, complete with a cincture or cord, but sometimes without a surplice. Got a question of your own? Again, email me at info@romanitaspress.com. This concludes today's session of Learning About the Roman Liturgy. If you are interested in learning more about the sacred liturgy, please visit my website, romanitaspress.com. You'll find there such resources as books on subjects like the Catholic altar and the use of candles in the Roman Rite, resources for training altar servers, including ceremonial notes, and a variety of explanatory articles on liturgical and rubrical topics. There is always more to discover about the Church's sacred ceremonies, so I hope you will tune in next week to Magnificat Radio for another session of Learning About the Roman Liturgy.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Learning About the Roman Liturgy with Louis Tofari. To learn more, visit RomanitasPress.com.